Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Map It Forward, a daily short podcast to feed you with things to ponder about your life, your career, and your business in the coffee world. I'm Lee Safar, and due to the devastating bushfires that have been raging throughout Australia this past couple of months and will continue to ravage cafes, roasteries, and full towns for the next few months, we're dedicating our ad sponsorship section for the first quarter of this year's podcast in 2020 to invite you to support the efforts of the Australian Rural Fire Services and Animal Wildlife Associations across Australia. Check the show notes for direct links on how you can help in fighting the bushfires and helping to take care of people and animals that have been affected. Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro, friends. On today's episode of the podcast, which is episode 4 in a 5-part series about communication strategies as in the coffee industry, we're going to be talking about the coffee media. And this is important because we are particularly coming up to a time that is going to be very interesting with regards to the trade shows coming up, competitions coming up around the world. And we are facing an imminent threat of a public health challenge, and the coffee media is going to play an important role in communicating a lot of that situation. Before we get started and go deep into this subject, I wanted to remind you that our first online course is available now at mapitforward.org/webinars. I'm incredibly proud of this being our first online webinar. It's communication and assertiveness training for the hospitality industry. This is a particularly important time for this to be available because it empowers people to understand their rights and be able to communicate those rights, as well as being able to listen and hear what other people have to say. So it's fantastic for people who are employers as much as it is super important, if not more important, for people who are employees, so that you know how to communicate what your needs are, what your wants are, and what your rights are. And it's fabulous. So head to mapitforward.org/webinars. And this week we have a 50% off special of $49 US so that you can get access to the course. Now, onto today's subject for the Daily Coffee Pro, coffee media. And as I was saying, the importance of what's happening right now with regards to COVID-19 and the way this could potentially affect trade shows, public gatherings, competition, the way that people meet and come and commune in your cafe, all of that stuff. The coffee media is going to play an important role in that. Now, who is the coffee media? Map It Forward is not the coffee media. We are a platform for conversation. And I've thought about whether we're a part of the media or not, and we're not. Media is not meant to have opinion. Media is not meant to tell you how to think, although that is, you know, just so ridiculous when you look at mainstream media and the way that they are trying very hard to tell you how to think. The role of the media is to report information, and that is the role of the coffee media as well. Their role is to communicate information about what's going on, and I've been digging to see who is communicating about what's going on right now, and I've got to say, it's falling short. The coffee media is falling short of their reporting of what's going on in with regards to this coronavirus. Now, I'm not taking a dig at them there. The reason I said that is because I want to explain why I think that's happening. And the reason I think that that's happening is because nobody really knows what's going on and how it's going to affect things. We're in the very beginnings of the situation. Now, is it right that they're not reporting anything? If I'm honest, yes, it is. Because they're not here to report on something that could happen. They're not here to report and have opinions on what they think you should do. That's actually a role for something like a podcast. Not to report that, but to stimulate conversation around that. The media's role and what they should be communicating is fact. And right now, the only facts that we have are that we don't really know what's going to happen. The fact of the matter is that there are reports of a number of cases here in the US and in an increasing number of countries around the world. And we don't know how to control this. We don't know. There's no actual tests that have been approved and confirmed by the CDC. We don't really have much information. And so for the coffee media to come out and say something, and their people have been saying to me, why haven't the coffee media released articles telling us what we should be doing? The fact of the matter is, because there's nothing for them to say just yet, they don't have anything to tell you that's concrete that will affect things. The time for them to start to say something is when they know something. I can confirm that a couple of people have reached out to me from the coffee media to ask if they can freely quote the conversation that we had with leading Australian scientist Gary Kennedy about this. So I can tell you that that there are different parts of the coffee media that are trying to put stuff together, but there's no point for them to say things just for the sake of saying it. That would be irresponsible. And, you know, I have my personal opinions about some of the things that have been said in the coffee media about different things, but it's just my opinion. What I want to spend the rest of this discussion talking about is how you come to your opinion of what types of coffee media you choose to follow and listen to, and how that will affect the way that you move in the industry and receive communication from them. So this is not just about COVID-19. This is about pretty much everything. And the coffee media, the coffee press, should be a format for spreading ideas and innovations. And they should be talking about what's happening with regards to trade shows and events and competition, as well as talking about challenges that we're facing as an industry, like the coffee price crisis and COVID-19 and things like that. Like with the normal media, the communication strategies of the coffee media are all going to have a different intention. And you as an individual are going to have different needs than everybody else of what you want from the media that you choose to consume in the coffee world. So while somebody who's running a corporation in the coffee industry will need to understand what's happening with the ICO, they're going to need to understand what a lot of the very high level, big ticket commercial coffee situations are, how they're evolving. You may have very different needs. Your needs may be that you want to know who won the USBC. Shout out to Andrea Allen. Congratulations. There's no more deserving person than Andrea to win this year, in my opinion, just because she's tried so hard, but I digress. From the media, you may want to know who won the USBC. You may want to know if SCA is going to continue this year. The SCA Expo is going to go ahead despite what's going on with COVID-19. You may want to know when certain events are going to be happening, and you may want to know what some new innovations are. Your needs from what you want to learn about should be governing how you consume coffee media. And let's be real, coffee media isn't the same as people who are popular on social media disseminating information. Coffee media includes things like Barista Magazine, Roast Magazine, Daily Coffee Grind. Perfect Daily Grind. Publications like that. So, like I said, us having a podcast is not media, although we are seen as a part of the media because we have access to a whole bunch of people. News is different than opinion. And the way that that's communicated is an important thing for you to consider. Other parts of media for our industry should span beyond those kinds of publications, though, and do for people who are seeking to get more high-level, more in-depth information. Now, if you are focusing on the very focused industry media for the specialty coffee world, you are excluding yourself from a wider information pool that's out there. And so what I would encourage you to do is to start doing Google searches on what other publications there are out there that report on things that include but are not exclusive to the coffee industry. That will help you gain perspective that gives you a competitive edge either as a professional or as a business owner in our industry. And that's the role of the media is to inform you. And the purpose for informing you is to help you become a better member of our industry for yourself and for the greater industry. I hope that that has given you a greater insight into what the role and the communication strategies of a coffee media should be for you personally. They have their own agenda. You have to decide if that agenda fits with you, if you like the voice and the tone that they're using. Ask yourself, do I believe them and do they have an integrity standard that meets my integrity standard? And if it doesn't, is that enough? Is it enough for you to read opinions about things as opposed to facts about things? And only you can decide what media you want to consume. Look, a great way to look at it is media consumption is like a diet. Do you want to have sugar or do you want to have nutrition? You decide what is best for you to consume because the information that you consume affects the quality of your mental health and it affects the amount of the intellectual health that you have. Tomorrow is episode 200 of the Daily Coffee Pro. I can't tell you how proud I am and I can't wait to do it. We're going to be talking, it will be episode 5 of communication strategies in the coffee industry. And we're going to be talking about something that I think is very poignant for episode 200, which is communicating online. Look after each other. Peace, love and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the podcast, friends. We have a new look website we'd love you to check out at mapitforward.org. Head there, bounce around, see what's going on, read our blog, and check back regularly so that you can get updated on workshops and events that we have planned for 2020. Don't forget to look at the show notes below and click on the links that we have to support the Australian bushfire relief efforts. The Daily Coffee Pro is recorded live every weekday on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/mapitforward. Help us reach our goal of 1,000 subscribers by subscribing to our channel and tapping the little bell to get notified when we go live. Suggest this podcast to your coffee curious friends and subscribe, rate, and review it wherever you may be listening to it. Have an amazing rest of your day. Peace, love, and peanut butter.